President Bush met with leaders of the European Union at the White House today. It's an annual summit to discuss trade, security, and the U.S.-EU partnership. But at a post-summit news conference, the president was asked mostly about other things, including the ongoing violence in Iraq and the U.S. image around the world. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The Bush administration is determined to focus on the positive in Iraq, even as recent polls show public support for the war falling and a solid majority of Americans now saying they don't approve of the president's handling of the situation there. The White House has begun a new push to convince the public that it's in the long-term interest of the U.S. to stay the course. The president was asked about that this afternoon in the East Room of the White House, where he was flanked by European Commission President José Manuel Barroso and European Council President Jean-Claude Juncker. The question is from Reuters correspondent Adam Entis.
Mr. President, we were told that you planned to sharpen your focus on Iraq. Why did this become necessary? And given the recent surge in violence, do you agree with Vice President Dick Cheney's assessment that the insurgency is in its last throes?
Adam, I think about Iraq every day. Every single day. Because I understand we have troops in harm's way, and I understand how dangerous it is there.
Earlier this month, Vice President Cheney described an Iraqi insurgency in its last throes. Today, the president did not echo that language, but at a time when there are daily reports about bombings in Iraq, which kill civilians and U.S. soldiers, the president today gave this assessment of how things are going.
We're making progress toward the goal, which is on the one hand a political process moving forward in Iraq, and on the other hand the Iraqis capable of defending themselves. And the report from the field is that while it's tough, more and more Iraqis are becoming battle-hardened and trained to defend themselves. And that's exactly the strategy that's going to work. And it is going to work.
A European reporter asked the president whether the fight against terrorism has meant a lesser commitment to human rights for the U.S., mentioning Guantanamo Bay, but also detainees at other places who have not been given trials. The president said the U.S. is committed to protecting human rights and believes it is doing so at Guantanamo.
Make no mistake, however, that many of those folks being detained in humane conditions, I might add, are dangerous people. Some have been released to their previous countries, and they got out and they went on to the battlefield again. And I have an obligation, as do all of us who are holding office, to protect our people. That's a solemn obligation we all have.
The president may well face further questions on the progress of the war at his public appearance tomorrow, when he will be hosting the visiting Prime Minister of Vietnam. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.